Simon Lamed Beisiv Dalid. Tzav Shel Lo Tidbak Shum Ois Lichaverta Elakol Ois Tiyat Mukefes Gvil. Every letter has to be distinct and not connected to another letter. And therefore, if there is a connection between two letters, it is possible. The Ma'isa, we know, we learned before that the Tefillin and Mezuzah have to be written in order. So if you have a puzzle and a letter in the middle and you wrote a whole bunch of words afterwards, you have no way of fixing it up unless you erase everything. And if you have a Shem Hashem, you can't fix it up. Here, if there's a very thin connection, and we'll see more of this later, then there may be ways of fixing it up in a fashion that's not considered rewriting the word. Because each letter is distinct, there's just a small connection between them. It says the Ramah, Yichtok Siva Tama, Shel Yachsav Afilu Kutsu Shel Yud. You have to write a complete writing. Everything has to be clearly written, identifiable as that letter, and even the koitz of the yud cannot be missing. The koitz of yud means even on the left side. The main thing is on the right side of the yud going down is the ikur form of the yud. But if you're passing the locha, that even on the left side, on the bottom, there has to be a little thing going down. And if that's missing, it's possible. Also, you have to put the tagim, the certain letters, Shin Ein Tes Nun Zayin Gimel Tzadik Shabtes Getz, has to have these tagim on it, lines coming out of it. Over here, Mishru says, that we'll see later on, according to most poskim, b'di'evit, it is kosher. You should not write the lines too thin so that it shouldn't easily get erased. It's a mitzvah to make it look nice, inside and out.